in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart. Word of God, ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart.
Let's sing that one more time.
Word of God, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart.
Praise the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful thing it is to know that we have a word that we not just read like a newspaper, but we can receive life from it. Amen. That can change us while we are reading it. Amen. And it's not just a comic book. It's not just a newspaper or a magazine. Amen. Or a blog article. But it's a life-giving book. Amen. What a wonderful thing it is to know that we have a word that like that. And there is no other book like it. Many sold books, you know, in the world, but there's only one book that can actually change, that has actually changed people's lives, that has actually transformed their soul. Amen. Because there's many books that have changed people's life, you know, some people have gotten wealthy through a book when they applied principles, you know. Some people probably became better mechanics through a book or whatever, better fishermen. But no book has ever transformed a soul like this book. And so that's the reason why we just appreciate the Word of God and reverence it in such a way. Amen. You love the Lord? Amen. We just appreciate God and appreciate you coming out. Let's just go ahead and have a word of prayer, and then we'll go ahead and read the Scriptures. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you have given us to come and worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. And we appreciate, Heavenly Father, the ones that were able to come out, Lord God. I pray this evening, Lord, for those that were not able to come out, that you would bless them and that you would be with them and meet and supply every need there according to your riches and glory. Lord, have your way here amongst us, Father God. Lord, speak to our hearts, Lord. Might be a little simple thought this evening, but Father God, may you take the simplicity from it and change, Father God, Lord, our the way we see, Father God, our our walk in this way, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Father God. We just commit this time into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that you just use this vessel, Heavenly Father. May the words that are being spoken, Lord God, may it be a benefit to your people, and you be the speaker here this evening, Father. We commit ourselves now unto you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 13 this evening. Amen. I just want to take a little simple thought this evening and just speak about deeply rooted in Christ. Amen. Deeply rooted in Christ. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 3, and it says, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." All right, now let's go to verse 20 of the same chapter. It says, "But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended." Amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats this evening. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We've been mentioning here in the last several services a lot regarding you know, us being the branches and him being the vine. And I'm speaking a little slow so that way Brother Manuel can keep up. He's back there interpreting. Because I understand him. how important it is to know, amen, that you are not just, amen, part of the tree of life, amen, but that you are connected to the tree of life, amen. And you were connected by a new birth, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I was visiting my parents last weekend, and my dad and me, we went for a walk. It's a rare thing we do. He walks all the time. He's 75 years old almost, and he just, thank God, the Lord's really kept him. He moves and just handles himself like a 45-year-old. But that's just the grace of God. He just gives the thanks to the Lord for that. But he walks every day just about. But him and me, we got to walking. And behind this house, their house, there's some trails. And I had not been there probably in about a year. This was the last time I was walking back there. And as I was walking through those trails, which I have walked through before, I was noticing that there was a lot of downed trees. And it was because of the last two storms that came through. You know, they were really strong. You know, the hurricane back in September. And then they also had a very strong storm just right before that hurricane came through. And there were some huge, huge trees that I had been there before. Never thought that those trees would go down. And they were tumbled over. They were tumbled over. And I thought within myself, you know, sometimes we think, you know, that things may not happen. And then they happen. Because, you see, you're not in control of all things. Amen. Praise God. But he's ultimately the one who has the say-so in all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, and I was just thinking, you know, that these trees, why are they down? Well, I mean, they were just as thick as some of the other trees that were still up. They seemed like they had full. My dad says, yeah, that one tree over there, it was beautiful. It grow leaves beautifully and everything. It seemed like he didn't think it would ever go down. But it went down. It was all, and it's withering now, you know, because it's been several months now. So I was just thinking, you know, those trees just could not withstand the element. The elements around them were too strong for the foundation that they had. Do you see? And so it depends on the foundation that you have. Amen? Whether you're going to withstand the elements around you or not. Amen? Because let me tell you, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The bigger you might think somebody is in spiritually, oh, that pastor just could never leave the message, the harder they fall. You see? And that's just how it is. Amen. And it's because these trees did not have deep roots. Amen. How come the other ones didn't fall? They were experiencing the same winds, the same storm, the same rain, yet they still stayed up. Oh, they might have been shaking a little bit here and there. Maybe some bark fell off. Maybe some leaves fell off. Maybe a couple of branches came down. But the tree within itself stayed up. Amen. Amen. And so I want you to think of in your life, amen, the devil's waiting for something to happen, amen, that'll cause you to just go ahead and just give it all up. Oh, he's waiting. He's always accusing you. He's always accusing us before the Father and saying how you did this, how you did that yesterday, and look what happened this day. Amen. But I'm so thankful, amen, that if you're connected to that vine, amen, you're connected to the root, and if your roots are grounded and are deep, amen, there is nothing that can happen, amen, that will cause you to fall. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And as I was there just walking through, and all you could see left was just the memory of what was. And the root system that it did have, it was you know, tumbled over, you know. And all you see is the memory there. Amen. Of something that was great, and it probably could have lasted a long time, but it didn't. And so you're looking at life, and you're looking at Christian lives, and you think, my, that could have been something great. He could have helped. She could have helped a lot of people. Amen. Amen. That testimony, amen, was just spotless until something just came through. You know, Brother Branham preaches that message and says, until that time, I believe is what it was. And until that time, amen. And that changed things completely. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we look here in this scripture in Matthew chapter 13, and Jesus is speaking. It's a very familiar scripture to us. And I'll do my best not keep you all too long this evening. But we're looking here at the parable of the sower. And Jesus mentions in verse 6, he says, "And when the sun was up, they were scorched." These seeds that fell on stony places where they had not much earth. "And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth." Amen. So they started growing, right? What was in them started growing. Amen. But because they had nowhere and no way to get to down to the soil, there was no roots that they could attach into the soil so they could continue growing, you see? And Jesus says here in verse 6, "And when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away." Notice that the elements on the outside was what destroyed the seed. Amen. And it wasn't anything. It was it had what it needed. The seed was good because it was starting to grow. But you see, it did not go into the soil, and it allowed for the elements on the outside, which was the sun, to wither it and to make it dry. Now the sun is actually supposed to help it grow. But it needs to be connected with the soil. Amen. And we'll speak about that soil here in just a moment. Amen. And then in verse 21, he says, "But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receives it. Yet hath he not root in himself." Amen. How many people have you known, amen, that they're excited and they've received the word with excitement? Amen. We've seen many come through, and they got excited about the message, and they get excited about the word, but there is no root in there to anchor them, to hold them. Amen. When hard times come, when difficult times, when things are pressing in, sickness might come through. Amen. A family member who doesn't want to come to church may be influencing them, and then they eventually just slip away. Amen. But they were excited. It seemed like they got something. You can't say that they did not get anything. They got something, but it wasn't enough to anchor or hold them. Amen. In this word, praise the Lord. Amen. So here Jesus, he's explaining about the importance, amen, of being rooted in your faith. Amen. Praise God. Because the seeds that fall on these rocky grounds, amen, they withered. Amen. Because the lack of deep roots. Amen. And so we need to have deep roots in our spiritual walk. Amen. Not just shallow roots. Amen. But deep roots. Because you can make it through a little storm. Amen. Here and there. You can make it through some storms. Amen. But the ultimate storm will come that God knows. Amen. That it will come. And storms will come. Temptations will come. Amen. Trials and tribulations will come. Amen. And you must be rooted deep. Amen. In order for you to stand. Amen. In this last day that we're living in. Because we're living in such perilous times, saints. Amen. And we see that Jesus here, he also repeats the same parable in Luke chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. Now I want you to look at something here real quick. He says, if you want to go with me there, but it says in Luke chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, And as soon as it was sprung up, so we noticed that it sprung up, it withered away. And watch what Jesus says here, because it lacked moisture. All right? So if in one place he says, because it withered away, because it didn't have root, and now here he's saying, because it lacked moisture, it must mean that root and moisture have to do something to with each other. Amen? And so a root, what it does is it takes up water, amen, in order for the tree to be able to live. So the reason why this seed here, amen, it not only was it not taking up water because it didn't have enough roots to grab to the water, amen, it then also, of course, it did not allow for those roots to continue growing, you see? Praise God. So that's very interesting, saints, because water and roots, amen, the more you are connected to Christ, the more you are feeding on this water of life, amen, the more those roots are supposed to be expanded. Amen. Though, in order for you to live. Amen. That's the reason why we say washed by the water of the word. Amen. As the word is going forth, it's washing you. Amen. It's giving you life. Amen. And it's intertwining and connecting, and it should connect you to one another. To good trees that have good roots. Praise God. Because a good trees, amen, a whole wood of trees or a forest full of trees, they're not just an island to themselves. If you see the world under them, amen, it's a connected world. Amen. It's a world, amen, that the world out here does not see. It looks like they're separated on the outside, but on the inside, amen, there is a full connection. And I believe in this hour, saints, that we're going to need one another more than you think that we need one another. Especially in the time that we're living in, saints, you're going to need, amen, your brother and your sister. Oh, you might not like me, but you're going to need me. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm going to need you. Why? Because if you are part of Christ and I'm part of Christ, we're part of the same vine. Amen. We're part of the same root system. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to need one another in this hour. Amen. Oh my, praise the Lord Jesus. I believe that even in the days, amen, when the martyrs, amen, during that time, amen, it was during the times, amen, when persecution was coming in, that they were drawing closer to one another. They may not have agreed on some doctrines. They may not have agreed on this here and there. And maybe personalities, kind of clashed with each other. Amen. But when persecution, amen, come in and they're all fighting for the same cause, amen, that should cause you to draw closer together. And those trees, amen, they are knit tight to one another, amen. And that's the reason, that's another reason why they don't fall. They have a good root system. They have good nourishment from the water. And they're also interconnected with each other. Amen. And just think about that in the spiritual life. Amen. How important that is. Praise the Lord. To be connected to one another. Because the longer we live, saints, the more society, the way it is, it's causing us, amen, to just be loners. I don't know how better way to say that. And you're going to need somebody, amen, at some point. Praise God. First of all, you need Christ. Amen. And second of all, if you need your brother, you need one another. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, let's talk about the nature of a seed for just a moment. Amen. Now, Brother Branham, he mentioned several times in the message, he would talk about the germatized seed. Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, Brother Wade, you can help me with this, but that is in today's terms, that term isn't really in the dictionary. But it is germinated seed. Amen. Germinated seed. And that is seed that already has life in it. All right. So Brother Wade, when he's getting ready to plant his corn or in his vegetables and things, he plants seed that he knows has life in it. All right. Or in other words, it's been germinated. Because you can plant a seed that looks just like a regular seed that has been germinated, that has life, and it looks exactly like it. But if it doesn't have that germinized life in it, amen, you can put all kinds of fertilizer on top of it. You can put the sun. You can put a lot of water. I mean, tons of water on it, and nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Amen. So this germinized seed or germinated seed, what it means is that it has undergone pollination and that it's now an embryo. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh my, amen, praise God. And I'm just thinking, amen, that in God's mind, this word, amen, is germatized, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. And when you hear this word, praise the Lord, amen, something, amen, that strikes that, amen, and it causes, amen, a germination effect to take place in your life, amen. Praise God. Amen. So that's the difference between what happens, that is a germatized seed, and then germination is what occurs when the seed breaks open and begins to grow. And that's when you start seeing the little shoot coming through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, all that in order for it to come through, but that means that life has already had to have been there from the beginning, you see? Praise the Lord. Amen. And so that life, amen, was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You were in Him before the foundation of the world, but you had to come here to hear the word. Amen. And therefore, that word strikes that seed, which the seed, you're not eternal. The seed is, which is the word. Amen. And then it can spring forth. You see? But there has never been anyone that has received a new birth without first hearing the word of God. You have to be around or hear the word of God, read the word of God, in order for there to truly be a new birth. Amen. So how important the word of God is. Amen. And as I was saying there at the beginning, amen, the word is the only thing that can produce life in someone's soul. Amen. Tell me if the Da Vinci Code can do that. Amen. Or any of these secular books that are out there. Amen. None of them can. They can entertain you for a little while, and they can make you laugh or make you cry or make you depressed. Amen. But they can never change a soul. Not like this word can. And I'm so thankful, amen, in this hour that we have that. Praise God. Brother Branham says in the message, Seeking After Jesus in 1953, he says this, and this is just not something that some mythical something that somebody has thought up. It's the word of God. Now, all men can't receive it. All men can't receive it. They can hear it, but not all men can receive it. The Bible said that they'd be blind and they'd just have to be. The Bible said that they were foreordained to this condemnation. They just can't believe it. They've got nothing in there to believe with, so they just like a grain of corn, if it isn't germatized, here he says that word again, germatized, in other words, preordained, or with the life, amen, well, a good pollinated seed, amen, it'll never raise up no matter how much fertilizer you put on it. It has no life to raise by. But if it's got life, you can just put in any kind of ground and it'll come forth. Amen. Praise God. Now we'll talk about that here in just a moment when we get to here in just a moment. I'm going to speak about predestination for just a moment. Amen. So just as a plant thrives in fertile soil, amen, faith also thrives in a spiritually prepared heart. Amen. Praise God. Faith, amen, is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. So faith and hearing, amen, go hand in hand. Praise the Lord. And in order for that seed, amen, to come, amen, into fruition or start germinating or start producing life, you have to have faith in the word. Amen. You have to have faith that what God said, amen, is for you. Praise the Lord Jesus. You have to have faith, amen, that if the word says, amen, by his stripes you are healed, amen. You take that word for you, amen, and you are healed. I don't feel anything, amen, but just take it by faith, because the word is already germatized, amen. It's got life in it, praise God. And all it needs is to be embedded in the ground of faith, amen, your faith, and watch that, and watch that word come to pass. Praise the Lord. So the word can only take root in a faith-prepared heart, amen. So we know that faith, amen, has to be there in order for the word to live in your life, amen. Because let me just make it this way. You're not going to follow anything that you don't believe. You're not going to follow or go after with your whole heart anything that really is not of importance to you. Amen? So because you believe the word, amen, then the word can do something for you. Amen? Praise God. Now this seed, amen, it has to be planted in you by natural means. Now, when I say natural means, I mean like Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And as I said earlier, amen, no one has ever received a new birth experience without the word there being first. Amen. Because the word is the only one that can give a new birth. Because it is life. Amen. It is, and he is life. And the word is Christ. Amen. And so it's all the same thing. Praise the Lord. So, speaking about with predestination, let's just talk about that here for just a moment. Amen. You look at the woman at the well, amen. Praise God. She had to hear the word at some point, amen. And when the word come to the word, then it sprung to life, amen. Praise God. You see? So it has to be, amen, that word has to already be germatized, amen, in God's mind, amen. Brother Branham called it, amen, the predestination of representation of predestination, amen. In other words, there had to be a representation already in God's mind in order for something to spring up, amen. Praise God. That's why the Pharisees, they could not, amen, receive or accept that word, amen, because it wasn't in God's mind. They had the opportunity, just like the woman at the well. But the representation wasn't there, amen, in order for that to actually come to pass. Now, if you think about representation, a representation is like an image, right? Right? An image is just the picture of what really is, right? Let's take, Brother Brandon would use, for example, you can't get warm by a painted fire, right? I could put here on these screens, Brother Anderson could put here pictures or a video of a nice warm fire, right? And inside a fireplace. And you might be here cold. Maybe the heat isn't working in here. And right now we don't need the heat. But what I'm saying, maybe it's very cold in here. Sometimes I know some the ones that come and open the church house. And if it's cold outside, it's very cold in here as well. Brother Terrence, I'm sure you probably know that. But, and, you know, if you put on the screen a fireplace, just flames coming up, very nice. I mean, there can even be stockings there, and it's just very nice. And you can even hear the crackling and everything. And you get up close to the screen. Well, I'm not feeling anything. You put your back in it. Why? Because it's a painted fire. It's only a representation of what can be. Amen? You see what I'm saying? Because it's not the real thing. That's why when we say, when Jesus said that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, but yet it needed to come here on earth to actually come to pass. Because that was a representation of when Jesus really came and died for us on the cross of Calvary, you see? So that when they say that woman had representation, it was because in God's mind, he knew that down through time, amen, when Jesus was going to come and he was going to thirst there at the well, and he told the disciples, I must needs go about Samaria, amen. And then the woman was coming through with the water pot, and maybe she was holding it here on her head, and she's coming in, and she sees that man sitting there, and he asks her, give me a drink. God is seeing this representation all this time. Amen. And he could predestinate because he saw, amen, that she would, amen, want that word. Amen. Praise God. Therefore, she had representation. Because the image, right? Representation is the image or the thought. Amen. Because when you think things, it's just a representation. But it's not the reality yet. Amen. But when you speak it or you go do it, then that representation comes to life. You see what I'm saying? That might be a little hard to, but I hope you understand. Amen. For the kiddies here. So it's very important, amen, so that woman, amen, she had representation, but those Pharisees did not have representation because the same word came to them. They heard the same word, but yet they could not connect with it. Why? Because there was no representation, amen. They could not receive. There was no germatized, amen, seed there or representing them, you see? Praise God. They had the same opportunity, though. And that's what I want you to realize, amen, that this world out here has the same opportunity that you and I have. Amen. But yet you accept it. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. You received the word when it came to me. You know, I remember when I've told my testimony kind of, it's been broken, but I remember when the brother there in Colombia, South America, he was telling us about this message and we had already been through several churches, the Baptist church. We were at the Baptist church during that time. And the brother said, you know, he was telling us about a prophet, you know, that come in this day. And so my mom quickly, because my mom was there in the room and my dad was there and I was there. And my mom quickly tells him and says, but, you know, the Bible says that in the last day there'd be false prophets. Now, we're coming at it from a Baptist perspective, right? Because a Baptist don't believe in prophets in this day, doesn't believe in miracles, doesn't believe in none of those things, at least the fundamental Baptist that we came out of. And so I remember the brother, he says, you know, but you know, if there are false prophets, amen, then there must be true prophets in order for false prophets to come out of. Oh, that silenced us. And when he said that, just something struck me right there. Amen. And God just started working with me right there and then. Because that sounded like, woman, give me a drink. There was something different that resonated different than what the pastor at the Baptist church was preaching to me. Amen. Because it was truth. Amen. And truth always sets you free. Amen. It never confuses you more. It never leaves you, depressed or sad. Amen. Truth, amen, sets you free. And he whom the Son set free, and the Son is truth, is free indeed. I'm so thankful for that. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. So you have to know, amen, that you're not just placed. Amen. You're not just placed, but rooted in Christ. Amen. Praise God. You're not just leaning on him, amen, but you are rooted in him, amen. It's him in you and I in him and him in you, praise the Lord Jesus. And so that's the reason why it's so important, amen, for us to be planted near water, amen. Amen, wherever there's water, and we know that water represents the word, amen. And the closer you are to the word, amen, the deeper, amen, the more green, the more you can thrive, praise the Lord. Amen, the further away you are from the word, the more dry you'll get, the more problems that you will have, right? If there's no tree, if there's no plants, no trees, they get water, amen, then they're going to have problems. Oh, the sun will take care of it. Well, Jesus said that the sun scorched that seed. Amen. So it's not just enough. The sun is not just enough. And we know that Jesus represents the sun as well. Amen. Praise God. But you need both. Amen. You need the sun and you need water. Amen. Just like in the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord Jesus. Just like you are perfected, amen, by a fivefold ministry. You need the word, right? And the fivefold ministry is preaching the word. Amen. So you need both. Praise the Lord. But it's not the fivefold ministry that perfects you. It's the Holy Ghost through that fivefold ministry that perfects you. And I just want to make that clear, amen, because sometimes, amen, we could just say, well, you need the fivefold ministry, and without me, you can't get it, amen. You can't get it without the Holy Ghost. That's why you can't get it, amen. You need the Holy Ghost to get it, amen. And the Holy Ghost preaching through the fivefold ministry, that's what gets it to you, amen. Praise God. That's what gets you perfected, amen. I can't perfect you. I don't know what your problems are. Brother Wade can't perfect you, amen. The Holy Ghost has known you before the foundation of the world, amen. He can perfect you, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he does a great, good perfection, amen. I'm thankful for the perfection that he does, because I can't, my perfection is no perfection in it, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I make a mess out of things. Amen. I tell people, you know, sometimes, you know, the other day we were at a board meeting there at Hall County, and some technical things happened, and I was up there trying to fix some things, and they said something about a technician. I said, well, yeah, you know, if we computer guys, if we can't fix it, we just break it. It's either we fix it or we break it more. Because there we're trying to tinker with it and mess with it and things like that. And because, you know, we want to see as software-wise as well. And when they're tinkering with it so much, amen, if we're not fixing anything, we just break it more. Amen. Might as well learn from it, that, you know. Praise God. So I can't fix your, I can't do anything about your perfection, amen, but Christ can. Hallelujah. But you got to stay, amen, connected to that living water, amen. And when we stay close to him, amen, we don't need any artificial sources, amen. You don't need anything, amen, artificial to be placed, amen, around your life or anything that seems like, amen, life, amen. You just need life, amen, that so that you can grow, amen, into him. Praise God. Now, I just want to talk for a moment about John the Baptist, and I have some scriptures here. You can read them in John chapter 1, verses 22 through 23, and in Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. But in John chapter 1, when they came to John the Baptist, and they said, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm the one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." He knew where he was standing, amen. He knew what his calling was. He knew where he was, and he connected himself in the word. Amen? And that's why it's so important in this hour, amen, that you connect yourself back to the word. Amen? That you know, amen, what scripture speaks to you, where you are at in this word, so that you can fulfill that word. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so John the Baptist did that. And when the Pharisees came, and then when Jesus came, he said, amen, "Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." Amen. He knew that it was him. Amen. At that moment, he was anointed. Amen. And he knew exactly, amen, that was the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. But then maybe several months later passed. And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 2, amen, it says, "Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another?" So John now, he's doubting, or he's asking, if what he said, that here comes the Lamb of God, amen, who takes away the sin of the world, that is him, amen. Now he's wondering, is it really him? Because now he's in a prison. Now he's in a state of where he's not, you know, he can't be influential anymore, right? He can't, maybe he's not receiving the feedback like he was outside of prison. So probably his mind is going in through a depressed state. Oh my, those are dangerous times, saints. Amen. Because it's in those depressed states, amen, where you start doubting what you once thought was reality, was the truth. Amen. And if you're not careful, and if you're not grounded, if you're not rooted, amen, it's in those times, amen. Those are critical, critical times. And so John introduced the Messiah, and later he struggled. But then Jesus keeps in that same scripture, amen. He starts telling the disciples to go tell John that the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, and all these different things. And then, even though John was doubting him, he starts praising John. Oh, my. I'm just wondering, amen, that even in our doubts, amen, God's still for us, amen, when you are doubting, amen. Praise God. Now, doubting, sometimes, I know we say doubting sometimes is a bad thing, yeah, and it is. We should not doubt his word. But doubting, now listen to this real carefully. Doubting, amen, could help us actually ground ourselves more in the word. Because it makes you look further to see. All right? If you just take things for face value and just take, oh, well, because my pastor said it and, you know, brother so-and-so preaches and that's it, you know, then I accept it. But you don't know it for yourself. That's a problem. See, you believe the right thing, but that doesn't mean that your roots are long and healthy and something comes across your life and boom, you're down like those trees in the back of my mom and dad's house. So it doesn't mean that you know the truth, amen. You've been in the message church for 50 years and then you know, oh, my roots, they're grounded. No, let's give you the word test. And the word test, amen, comes in by experiences, amen, surprises, amen, situations, things come in, amen. Will you stand for that word or will you just go ahead and just cleave on to whatever situation you fall, amen, and you just give way to that. So it's very important, amen, that we be grounded and rooted, amen, in the word that we live in, amen. And that we not just say, amen, that I believe this message, amen. But we know what this message is about. We know what it's about, amen. So doubts and questions, those are healthy things. Really, if you look at them. Because if God has really done a work in your heart, amen, you're going to go and look further in the Word. There's an answer to this. Because Brother Branham said, if there's a Bible question, then there's a Bible answer. If there's a question about anything, right? Because listen, Thomas even doubted. And Jesus had so much mercy and so much grace. He said, I'm going in that room personally to minister to Thomas. Everybody in there, all the disciples in there, and he personally had Thomas. Look at my hands. Amen. So he cares. Amen. He knows and he knows what our struggles are and he knows what we're thinking, our questions are. So it's good now and then. That's why we have questions and answers. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have questions. It's good to have doubts, but not let the doubt, amen, hinder your walk with Christ. Let the doubt, amen, get you closer to the word. Because the doubt raises questions, and the questions, amen, it'll take a true Christian back to the Word, looking through the message, amen. And that's what studying is. That's what studying is. You know, there's many times, many things that I learned, amen, that by questions that I had. And when you have questions, amen, then it makes you go into the Word, get in the Word further, and whew, then you're there forever, and you probably get more than what you were asking for, amen. Praise God, amen. So then Jesus, he says, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, amen. And then he says, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven, is greater than he. Amen. He's speaking about you and me. Amen. He's speaking about you, amen, who are the least, amen, of the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because John the Baptist could not experience the new birth like you and me can, amen, this hour. Praise God. And so you're greater than even John the Baptist. Amen. Even though Jesus, amen, gave him all the flowers, amen, while living, amen, your life with the Holy Ghost is greater than even John the Baptist. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Only because of the Holy of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost and the new birth. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let me skip a couple of things here. All right, so that word, amen, it must take root in us. Amen. The word made flesh, it came to John. So how does it come to us? Amen. How does the word come to us? Amen. Praise God. We don't have to just have the word come to us, but thank God we can have the word in us. Amen. And that's the most important thing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. John, he could see the word coming to him in flesh, but Jesus said in John 20:29, blessed are those that have not seen but yet believed. Amen. Praise God. We can experience God more deeply than John did because we have the fullness of his spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so thankful. Amen. That in this hour it's counted unto us. Amen. A blessing of faith, amen, that you were not there. You didn't experience certain things, amen, but yet you believed, amen. And you said amen to the word, praise God. John saw the word coming to him. He even touched it. He baptized the word, amen. He baptized Jesus, amen. He experienced it, amen, praise God. But you are greater, amen, because the word now lives in you, amen, and you can live it, amen. And you're not just baptizing, but you go get baptized, amen, and you actually live out this word, amen, praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for that, amen. Brother Branham says, here was John on earth making the written word live. He was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and he always also was preparing the way before the Messiah. And Jesus said, you love to walk in his light because he was that light, bright and shining light. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's talk about roots here for just a moment. And I appreciate your patience. Amen. And we just thank you for listening to that tonight. So what is a root? Amen. And who is the root and the offspring of David? Amen. Now here's where... Just listen to this here real quick. What is the root and the basic functions of roots? Roots are the principal organ for the absorption of water and dissolved nutrients in most seed plants and in ferns. The root also anchors the plant body and can store reserve foods. All right, so all this happens is not just drinking all at once, but it also stores nutrients and water inside the roots. Roots usually grow beneath the surface of the soil and extend from the base of the stem. Some roots, however, grow above the ground from branches or leaves. These roots either penetrate the soil or become attached to another plant or object as they grow. Now, I thought this was interesting here. The single root that develops from the seed. So when that seed germinates, right, that little comes out, there's a little root that comes out, right? It might be a little flimsy, amen, but it's a root. You got to start somewhere, amen. It might be flimsy, but you have to start somewhere, amen. Don't underestimate, amen, your walk with Christ, amen, young people. When you start, oh, I might not have the faith of the pastor, or I might not have the faith of my dad, or I might not have the faith. Amen. But you started. That means you got a little root. Amen. Amen. And so it's got to be taken care of, right? This single root that develops from the seed or from the base of a stem, in the case of ferns, is called the primary root. Amen. And that's why I said that, you know, that's why the Bible calls Jesus, amen, that he is the root and the offspring of David. Amen. So that primary root, amen, that's Christ. Amen. Or that type's Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's what causes, amen, that growth in your life. Amen. Praise God. And it's because you are drinking from the fountain. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And in another place, Jesus is called the root and an offspring of David. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's very important to start somewhere. Amen. You don't know where to start, amen. Start reading your word, the Bible. Amen. Start listening to good things, amen. Praise God. That'll help start, amen, that germination in that word, amen, comes to fruition, and it'll start building those little roots, amen. And the roots just didn't, amen. It wasn't hundreds and thousands of roots that just came from that little seed. Why? Because that'll just kill that seed. If that's what happened, amen, but it's got to start little. Amen. And it's got to start tender. Oh, I know this sounds simple, and it might be boring to you, but amen. Jesus used it as an example. So, amen. So we need it. Praise God. Amen. But that's the reason why, saints, amen, that people wither away. Amen. It's because they start, amen, they start and they might have this little root coming in, amen, but they don't take care of it. Praise God. And they allow other things in this life, amen, to just choke them, praise the Lord, amen. And so this is the hour, amen, that people, they're falling away, amen, amen. But I'm so glad I'm looking at people that haven't fallen away, amen, praise the Lord Jesus. Somebody's got to fulfill, amen, scriptures. Amen. Praise God. So the seeds that lack deep roots, amen, they always wither away. And that's usually, it's symbolic of weak faith. Amen. You have to have faith that what God started, he will perfect it. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I know many of us, we've served God for a long time but there's some that, you know, they're just starting out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they need, amen, they need a little, you know, a little. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Amen. We've conquered. We've made it through. Amen. I know you can. Amen. Because you had to start this exact same way. Praise the Lord. A little root. A little primary root. Amen. That you took care of. And God did the rest of the growth. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to talk about the soil here for just a moment. Amen. And I see, like, the soil is almost like, it's like the life of the believer. Amen. Praise God. Because if you look at the soil, saints, the soil doesn't look attractive. It looks dirt. It's dirty. It's dirt. it might be black. It might be brown. And it gets really, it gets on your shoes. And it stains your Nikes. And it just, you have to clean it up, you know? But that is what is needed in order for there to be growth. Because in the soil, and that's why I say it's the light, it's like the life of the believer, amen. There's nutrients in it. there's minerals in there. There are things that the roots are taking in order for it to there for there to be growing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So life, the Christian life, saints, it's not always a flowery bed of ease, and it's not always easy, amen, but it's dark and murky sometimes. Actually, probably most of the time. Amen. But the sun, amen, also hits the soil just like it hits the plant, you see? And so the soil also enjoys the sunlight, and it also enjoys the rain, and it also, amen, so good times and bad times come upon not just the plant, but also the soil. This life is this way, amen. Now, I'm not saying that the Christian's life is always a depressing thing, and it shouldn't be, amen. God restores our joy if we're losing our joy, amen. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, amen. And I believe that's what a Christian always wants, amen, because whenever you're looking for something else out there, amen, some entertainment, something, amen, some Facebook or some Instagram feeds or YouTube videos or constant, amen, that's because you're lacking the joy of the Lord in your life, amen. The joy of the Lord in your life is not able to keep you, so therefore you have to go and get temporary joy in order for that to, and you think that that's good. And you think that satisfies. But the reason why you're back again doom scrolling is because you weren't satisfied in the first place. Amen. So that's why we need to have the joy of the Lord. Amen. So this Christian life, it doesn't look attractive. Amen. But it's in this life. Amen. In this soil that we need that soil. Amen. In order to keep the growth. Amen. In that soul, we encounter many trials, but trials makes us stronger. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I was reading a story about a man. His name is Parnell Bailey. And he visited an orange grove one time where an irrigation pump had failed. And in that season, the season was very dry, and it was unusually dry, and some of those orange trees, they were dying because they were lacking water. Amen. So that tour guide that was there touring Parnell Bailey, he showed him those trees, and he saw how they were dying. But then he took him over to another grove, and it was his personal grove. And he says, "Now look at these trees." And he explained that his trees, they could probably survive another 2 weeks without rain. And so the Parnell Bailey asks, "Well, what's the difference between these trees and these trees?" And so he tells them that he intentionally withheld water from them in order to encourage them to stretch out their roots in order to seek more water. And that's the reason why he would not allow them to have water constantly, so that they could go out seeking for more. Amen. So that they could do it on their own. Oh my. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the reason why it can't be a flowery bed of ease all the time for you. That's why things can't always be easy for us saints. Amen. Because you've got to, sometimes doubts come, sometimes questions come. Amen. But that's what gets you, amen, to look into the word further. Amen. That's what gets you, amen, to look into the water, amen, that can give you life, amen, that can sustain you then, praise the Lord. Amen. Just like these orange trees, amen. The master planter intentionally did that. Oh my, you might say, well, why is God allowing this in our life? This just completely this hurts you bad, amen, whatever it is, financially, spiritually, or whatever it may be, amen, but God knows, amen, that that's going to cause you to get on your knees, amen, to seek for him, amen, praise God, and he knows that you're going to do that, therefore, he allows it in your life, amen, praise the Lord, and therefore, his trees, amen, they develop the deepest roots in that area. And so while all those other trees, amen, they were dying in that drought, and they were, amen, his trees were still thriving. Why? Because they had really deep, deep roots. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How deep is your walk in Christ? Amen. Praise God. Mistakes and troubles, amen, they may come. Amen. The elements out here, amen, they may be making the bark fall off your tree. Things, amen, may be coming off, amen, but praise God, those roots are still grounded and rooted in Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. You might make mistakes, young people, amen. You might fall. Praise the Lord Jesus, amen. But if you're rooted in Christ, amen, you don't have to worry. Your life is safe in Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says that faith's resting place is in the Word of God, amen. So the importance of being active, amen, in the word is so, so important in the hour that we're living in, amen, in every hour. Praise the Lord. It was very important in Sister Cleta in your time to be active and faithful in the word. And if it wasn't her time, then it's still, amen, it's even more in our time, amen, because we are living in such a deceiving age. Brother Branham says, amen, in the message, the third Exodus, faith looks at the word. But faith places itself upon the immovable rock, God's eternal word. Amen. Faith don't look at reason. Amen. I don't care how much you can show it. It would be better. If the word says no, faith rests there. That is the sanctuary of faith's resting place. I like that. Amen. That is the sanctuary of faith's resting place. Amen. Amen. So I'm so thankful for that. But you know, if he is the root and offspring of David, if he is the vine and we are the branches, I'm so glad that he took it for us before we even came through with it. Amen. But I like what he says there, and we'll finish with this. In John chapter 16, verse 32, he says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." In verse 33, he says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me," he doesn't say on me, The disciples were leaning on him. That didn't give them the new birth, though. Amen. But in me, ye might have peace. Amen. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. He didn't say you might have, amen, but you shall have tribulation. But then he says, but be of good cheer. Amen. Because I have overcome the world. Amen. If he could withstand it, he withstood it. Amen. The root and offspring of David, amen, he withstood it. He did it for you and me. Amen. If we're connected in him, praise God, then that means we can do it as well. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. Because he has overcome the world, and I'm an overcomer with him. Amen. And there's nothing, amen, that you and I need to worry about. Oh, sure, we're going to get hit. Amen. We're going to get hit. I mean, sometimes we're going to get, amen, knocks, amen, financially. Sometimes we're going to get hit, amen, knocks, amen, on your health. Amen. Unexpected things. Praise God. But, you know, they say that, you know, you should have an emergency fund, amen, for unexpected things, for when, you know, Murphy starts, you know, rubbing on that engine in your car, and it's just constant banging on it, you know, pow, all right? It's just, you know, and sometimes he might go and start rubbing on that air unit, you know, in your house, you know, and then starts making weird noises, and then all of a sudden, amen, as June 21st hits, it's gone. Amen. But you see, saints, amen, Murphy is going to be there all the time, amen. Amen. But if you have placed, amen, your faith in that emergency fund, amen, in Christ's emergency fund, amen, praise God, then he can answer back, amen, with something. He's gone through it already. And he knows exactly what you need at the moment that you need it. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. How many love the Lord tonight? So let's think about our growth in Christ. Amen. Is it deep rooted or is it shallow rooted? Amen. How deep am I in this word? Amen. And when I say that, I'm not saying, amen, you've got to go look for the Hebrew and the Greek of every word, amen, as you're reading the Bible. You've got to, you know, do this, that. No, I mean, that's good. That's good. But amen, has that life, the life of the word, is it speaking to you? Because the life of the word is what we want, amen. When you get that word and you say, oh my, I am convinced and concerned, and then I go out and live it. Amen. I put it to practice. That is what's making those roots grow out bigger. Amen. Amen. The roots are moving. Roots are moving. Amen. They're not just taking in and then just staying still. But when they're taking in, they're getting longer and they're doing something. Amen. They're moving. And that's what a Christian does. Amen. It moves. Amen. When it gets the word, it moves. Amen. On the basis of that word that it received. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we must do that in this hour. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. Let's have the musicians come. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity that you have given us to hear your word tonight, Lord. And I just appreciate, Lord God Almighty, the attention, Lord, from the people of God here, Lord. And we just, I pray, Lord, that something was said, Lord, that it would help them, that it would give them, Lord God, a little bit more understanding of this Christian walk, Lord Jesus. Just a little simple thought, but Lord, Father God, you can take the simple things and make them real in our lives, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you bless those that are sick amongst us, Father God. There's so many, Father, that are still sick, and Lord, they're not here with us, and I just ask that you'd be with them, Lord, and that you would just bless them, Lord, wherever they may be at this moment. Father God, we just commit the rest of this time into your hands. We thank you, Lord, and we ask these things now, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Rooted in Christ Jesus. Praise God. You know, as Brother Aaron there is preparing, you know, when you're thinking about a family tree, you know, and I was starting to do a family tree back in a couple of years ago. I started getting into family tree, and because I was looking at Brother Joe Canada's family tree, and oh my, it's just like, it's long, and it's very detailed. And I said, you know what? I want to do the same thing. I started looking into my families, and I found out that because my family didn't live here in the States. So there's not too many records. And so I could only get so far. I could only get to probably about my one of my parents, I think my mom's side, her grandmother. And that's about it. And then I was looking at Brother Joe's, and I was looking at mine, and I was like, man, mine's is poor. I don't have a family. I don't know where I came from. But you know, even though it might be it, amen, praise God. But that word, amen, struck my heart one day. And I said yes to the word. Amen. And I know that takes me back, amen, way back, amen, into back parts of the minds of God, amen. And so, Brother Joe's, amen, family tree, amen, it probably has a stopping point at some point. But his spiritual family tree, amen, keeps going and going and going. It's eternal, amen, praise God. Oh, my, praise the Lord Jesus. So, amen, let's just be rooted in Christ, amen, because when you're rooted in Christ, it's rooted throughout all eternity, amen. Praise the Lord. Sing something, brother.
His love and favor, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In his love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. If I trust him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be. On his word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved.
Amen. Can you really say that?
Anchored in Jehovah, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Oh,
I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. In His love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Dismissed as we sing it.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be shut.